Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Friday. Big plans for the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep in.
All right.
I'm going to sleep in on Saturday, and I'm going to sleep in on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm going to start drinking early both days.
Yeah, why not? It's the weekend.
I still got to impose a... There's a deadline for me because I got the deal where once I start, I don't want to stop.
Well, yeah, of course.
I know I could, but I don't want to.
Yeah. Once I start, I don't plan on stopping.
Even on Friday night, aren't you so damn tired? I mean, I can't stay up late at all Friday night.
Oh, no, I never stay up late.
I mean, even
late.
When we're not, even pre-pandemic, that's, why I like to drink a little earlier on Friday.
I would like to stay up late Friday night, but I can't.
Right. I'll probably wait until afternoon.
Yeah. Are you working today?
Your other
job?
Well, okay. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, those days. Got it. Okay.
I'll drink
earlier on Sunday for sure.
Yeah, having the non-manly yoga class at 4:30.
Well, that's redundant, by the way.
Yeah, I don't get done till 6 o'clock.
Keeps you sober for the afternoon?
Yeah, it does. Right. It's incentive not to drink because I want to take a yoga class because it helps keep me sane.
Well, that'd be hard to do if you're drunk.
Taking it,
balance involved.
I tried to do it high a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't handle that either.
I'm Todd. Yeah.
Not intentionally high.
No, I it's just, you know, the stuff's around me, and it's in my office area. So I took a couple hits off the vape, and then it hit me later, and then I realized, damn, I'm supposed to go do a yoga class now. So I tried, and it was really hard to pay attention for the first half hour. It kind of wore off.
But did you find you were more stretchy
when you
were high?
No, yeah. I find
you're more stretchy when you're high.
I didn't find any benefit.
Pliable.
You're definitely more pliable
when it comes
when you're
to
high.
The yoga class, I didn't find any benefit of being high. There was no upside.
I don't think you're trying hard enough.
Yeah, like a lot of guys do get high.
You know, turn on some music.
Yeah.
And just lay there. Do downward lay down dog. You're just laying there.
Get high, put on Pink Floyd, and then just lay there through your yoga class.
Lay there. Put some Greta Van Fleet on or Tom Petty and just lay flat on your face.
The napping dog.
do napping dog. I'd be good at that.
Can the yoga instructor see you through the Zoom? Do they have...
If I leave my camera on, they can see me.
Yeah.
So they could get a, hey, Todd, you still with us?
Yeah, but they're not going to do that because there's too many people to pay attention to.
I poked my head into a chemistry class yesterday, and my daughter was pissed at me. I go, I just took my head. I just see my head going into the screenshot.
And depending upon where I put
the
iPad.
You want to see 15 to 20 kids looking bored in their bedrooms?
No.
Watch your kid's chemistry class from a side. If you put your head in, you're in the picture, too. I go, man, everybody just looks like, even the teacher. Yeah, they got a week left of this. They're thinking, oh, but just 15 kids in their bedroom looking bored at you. You imagine being a teacher?
No. I could never imagine being a teacher.
Either could I. And that's why I always salute to these people. I mean, it's tough enough. I think it's tough enough when you're actually in front of a classroom and see the board. I was that bored guy in a lot of those classes, and I didn't hide it.
But they got to be used to that.
But this is even worse. You're in your bedroom. You imagine being a teacher? Oh. That whole thing's messing up. Now we're coming back on the microphone. I'm just going to turn your mic off until they fix it. All right. For some reason, it started hearing us again.
But that's all we need.
Yeah. So I looked into, like I said,
hear it twice.
There were 15 people on the screen, basically, and just every kid in their bedroom looking bored.
You sure that wasn't intense focus?
No, no. And then you see my head poke into one screen. And I go back out. Dad, they can see you. I saw that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's me.
Our teachers and teachers previous to the pandemic had to look at a board class in person.
In person, right. And I think it's a little easier there because they're actually standing up, moving around, and probably used to it. But if you're trying to give a lecture and looking at your computer screen, there's 15 kids just going, oh. Because they're just face shots, basically, you know.
I did my first Zoom meeting last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For work?
There's the Funny Bone staff has been, getting together and, you know, having a drink on Zoom.
Right.
But I was, like, the old guy on Zoom, not knowing how it works. I'm like, what's this?
I got a Zoom thing. Todd and I have a meeting Thursday on Zoom.
Yeah. But it's just a few people. You know, I don't know how getting together with 10 people would work because, you know.
Do you guys all talk over each other?
The way the technology is.
It kind of worked itself out a little bit. And there's a delay.
Oh, really?
Just a slight delay. But I can get more used to that.
And if someone speaks up, then they get on the screen.
Yes.
No, they're all on the screen all the time.
But you can't all talk at the same time.
I did it on my phone, and you could just see it would just, like, rotate through who it thought you should be looking at.
Oh, that was?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, somehow it responds to whoever provides the audio, and their image pops up. Their video pops up.
Yeah.
And then you got to wait till they're done speaking before someone else can chime in.
I'll talk to you after the pandemic.
Yeah. It was weird. And then the phone, too, you can scroll to, like, you can scroll over, and it'll show you three other people, but then it still shows you your picture the entire time.
Right.
Really? Okay.
I'm like, just show me four other people.
Right.
I don't need to see what I look like.
No, I don't.
Like, I know my KISS sweatshirt's cool, but I don't need to see that in the frame the whole time.
Big fat face looking into the damn camera the whole time.
Yeah. I just kind of, like, leaned out of the thing to take a hit.
Yeah, because when we do yoga, I have the camera on, but, you know, I've got the iPad in the front of my space. If I'm on the back of my mat.
And they can't see you doing.
You don't see me. You just see the ceiling.
They can't see napping dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when I move toward the front of the mat, you can see
stoned
me.
Stoned dog.
Right, bending over, whatever pose we're in.
Well, the morons at Harvard have come out and say that. And say that, you know this is just wrong because the number is so big.
The morons at Harvard.
Right.
Agenda.
At least nine.
Those smart people have agendas.
Yeah, they do.
Educated people have agendas.
Yeah.
You think you're special with all your degrees.
With all your fancy reading.
At least 900,000 people should be tested every day.
Yes.
To get ahead of the coronavirus pandemic.
But
that's what the people at Harvard have come out and said.
But we're not, because it would make us look bad, and the orange guy said that.
It's almost double what they first came up with.
Right. Nobody wants, there's a lot of people who don't want to see the test results because they're not going to like the numbers.
They say the U.S. is doing worse than previously thought, with cases decreasing very slowly. They say even more testing needs to be done in states starting to relax restrictions than in the ones still locked down.
President's concerned about a re-election, not about helping America get healthy. That's a fact.
Yeah, who are you getting your health advice from?
Right. Me, doctors and scientists.
Well, a lot of people are getting it from YouTube.
Politicians or scientists.
Right.
I'm going to go with a very stable genius.
Yes. Thank you.
Very good.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent way to start.
Are we past the point of looking bad?
Yeah.
Now
we're just going
bad.
Out there, and I hope a bunch of people don't die, but it's going to happen, so we'll see what happens.
No, we're not past the point of...
getting worse, could get worse.
Oh, we're still worried about who to blame.
Oh, he is, and Facebook is. Right?
Nobody's looking forward. No. Nobody's looking for solutions. They're looking
backwards. Scientists and doctors are.
Right.
They are. Yep.
Okay. I know. Right. Thankfully, some people are. But I don't think a lot of people are on board. Not enough. Not nearly enough.
You can hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
All right. There we go. Buzz. On and off works.
Oh, that one works now. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Now I can turn it off.
Yes, you can. Just messing with you.
Yeah, it's like he's staring at a burning house and just wondering who started, like, who to blame it on instead of, like, getting a hose.
We're opening the house now. and life be damned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't like this story. New University of Buffalo research suggests that our taste buds can be trained to like vegetables.
Yeah, they can.
We're told that every bit of food that is engulfed by your gaping cake hole.
What is a goblin?
Again, I love the verb engulfed.
Gaping cake hole, I love too.
Must first be dissolved by saliva before the taste receptor cells get a chance.
You like raw or... What, you don't like, you like raw vegetables, not cooked vegetables, right?
I don't like cooked vegetables.
Do you like just like corn or peas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not peas.
Oh, but you like corn?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some
cooked corn, right? You just don't eat it raw off the cob, right?
Correct.
Oh, I used to do that back when I was a kid.
Correct.
That sounds awful.
It's not. Yeah, it's stupid.
What about potato? Does potato count as a vegetable?
Sure. I don't know about counts as a vegetable, but I think it's called a vegetable.
Yeah.
A root vegetable.
I saw a news story last night where one was standing in front of piles of potatoes in Idaho. We've done the story.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a news story.
I saw that.
A TV news story. And it was like a mountain of potatoes. Yeah. Of course, I screamed it out at the house.
That's been my afternoon snack of late.
A potato?
I'll just throw a baked potato into the, Christy will, into the microwave.
Todd doesn't do anything when he goes home. You know what I'm saying? He
does nothing. A potato?
You punch the potato
he does
button.
Stone dog and that's it.
And that's my 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon snack is a baked potato.
Some people call that lunch.
A nuked potato.
Does she ever sprinkle a dog treat on the top?
Crush it up a little bit.
I do that myself.
Yeah.
I'll have a dog treat on the side.
Sounds good.
You dip it. You just dip the treat in the potato.
No, you sprinkle the treat over the potato.
Oh, like bacon.
It's like bacon.
It's like a topping. Right. It's not a fully loaded baked potato unless it has a dog treat in there somewhere.
And I think that was one of the first things I learned to cook as a kid was a baked potato in the microwave.
Yep.
And you still got to lean on Christy for that, huh?
She does everything for you.
She has it ready
Todd
for me.
Todd is useless when he gets home.
She has it ready for me. I could do it because all you got to do is grab the potato, put it in the microwave, and press the button that says potato.
Yeah, really. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's about as simple as it could be.
Yep. Not for downward dog guy.
So we're told that every bit of food that we put in our mouth has to be dissolved by saliva before the taste receptor cells get a chance. There are some 1,000 proteins in our saliva, and these proteins are influenced by what we eat. So the more we eat those horrible, bitter, green vegetables, the better they are going to taste, is what they say they have figured out. This study was done on rats, so they haven't figured out some things like just how many times do you have to eat those stinking, rotten vegetables before it starts to adjust your taste buds?
I don't have anything I dislike. I really can't tell you as an adult a food I don't like. Or I shouldn't say that I would just go, oh.
The researchers say that for people who avoid certain foods because of their bitterness but would like to include them in their diet, they should know that their taste will eventually change.
Yeah, you see all these food quizzes on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like, what wouldn't you eat? Well, there's nothing I really wouldn't eat.
No. I mean, there's certain flavors, but I'm not that picky about anything as an adult. I hate picky adults when it comes to food.
I have preferences.
Puss has a great line about that. Yeah.
Just be an adult.
Being an adult.
Yeah. Just stop it.
Right. And I mean, was a really picky eater as a kid.
Well, I don't blame kids for being
picky.
But
I've grown out of that.
Kids are always, a lot of kids are picky. I get
Craig
that.
Apparently has not.
I'm like that. There's stuff I don't like.
Well, but what do you, when,
but here, like water chestnuts?
Okay.
On Chinese food?
But how often are they available to you? I mean, I understand.
It doesn't happen
every
very often.
Time you have Chinese food.
But I'll avoid something that I know that those are in just because.
Okay, all right. But that's legit. But I'm just
they're
saying.
They're ridiculous.
But like, once if you ate it, you wouldn't go, would you?
Well, I probably, if I was eating something and it had those in it, I would
really
probably just like put them to the side and not eat it.
What if you're really stoned and that's all you had to eat?
I might give it another shot. I'd still hate it.
Well, like, I mean, I'll throw some foods into it.
That's pretty specific, though. Oh, yeah, I got some
foods.
Like, yeah.
I don't care for them, but I won't go out of my way to avoid them if they are in a dish that I have.
The only thing I can ever think of my whole life, I never liked the texture. I never liked the taste of coconut, like on a piece of cake. I never liked coconut cake. But I can drink a pina colada all damn day. It's the same thing. I'll drink coconut water. It tastes the same. It must be the texture on coconut. But even then, I got out. I just.
That's
okay,
your dried coconut. If you've ever had a fresh coconut, they're excellent. Yeah. They actually taste kind of sweet.
Like, I'm not a real big fan of fresh tomatoes, but if they're in something, I'm not gonna like go out of my way.
Right.
Or if a sandwich comes to me served that way, all right, fine, I'll eat it. That's
that was something as a kid I didn't like. Then ended up loving them. You know, so.
Even the bizarre foods guy, Andrew Zimmern, has several foods that he will not eat.
It's usually rat ass, though.
No, yeah. Walnuts.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But he'll eat rat ass.
For instance, walnuts.
Yeah, there's some
so
weird.
So tell him to grow up and eat other stuff.
Let's all
you?
Go to the.
Or maybe that's a bad example for that.
I'm guessing if there's walnuts on some.
I love walnuts.
He doesn't gag.
Yes, he won't eat it. No. He
like
will
a little
not
boy.
Eat it. He will not eat it.
Yeah, but that's a food you can avoid. I mean, it's to say, I don't eat any green vegetables.
That's
well, you kind of need those.
Yeah, you do need those, Craig.
If you avoid those, your diet is deficient.
No one's saying that. We are saying cooked green vegetables, but not green vegetables in general.
Well, like that warm ham, I avoid that.
Okay.
Like if it's like Easter dinner or whatever.
But you like cold ham, right?
Yeah. Like shaved deli ham. Yeah.
You're just un-American.
I'm not a
ham.
No, I like cold ham better than warm ham too, but I can eat warm ham.
Exactly.
Right, I'm not a big fan of ham in general. I don't seek it out. Yeah. I would never go to a restaurant and order ham.
But if it's in front of you, are you just going to pick up a slice?
No, I'm not going to say. I'll eat it.
Oh yeah, I'll eat a slice at the house.
Yeah, I'll have. There's sometimes you're just hungry and it's in front of you and you have to eat it.
Right, right.
But the texture, like, I think the warm ham, the texture is just, ugh.
That's like a new one.
Now, that's an it. Yeah. The,
like licking a football
issues,
or something.
I can see that.
I don't see.
Yeah.
To me, ham is ham.
Right.
Frosting? I hate frosting.
You hate frosting?
Yeah.
What the
like
hell?
Vanilla or chocolate frosting?
Yeah, like on a cupcake, I'll just like wipe it all off the top and just eat the bottom.
The dry part? Yeah. Most people just eat the frosting.
Right.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
You're the first person in history to ever eat a cupcake like that.
Yeah, the other way around.
Normally, it's,
You bite the tops off and throw the rest of it away.
Yeah, you
right?
leave the bottom part.
Yeah. No, apparently, too
I'm
sweet.
The only guy on earth who prefers the non-frosted Pop-Tarts to the frosted Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm weird.
Yeah, you're wrong, too.
Right.
They sell. You can't be if they sell them.
Oh, they sell a lot of things that are wrong.
I don't think I've ever had a non-frosted Pop-Tart.
Oh.
Because it's wrong.
That was your original.
You put butter on them?
Yeah.
You can.
Butter? All right, whatever. We're just making ourselves hungry now.
Yeah.
I know I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to take another social media food quiz.
Big slice of pizza right now and a cold beer.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
There was a French fry quiz up the other day.
Oh, yeah. I got to start eating more fries.
And I like them all.
We've been talking about it.
You're supposed to pick your three favorite. I couldn't.
No.
They're all good. I decided that I could probably live without tater tots. There's something about the texture of tater tots that I prefer French fries to tater tots.
So do I, but once you start eating tater tots, you can't stop.
I saw that thing. I don't think the tater tots should have even been included there because they're not fries.
They're not fries.
It's not a fry. It's not a French fry. It's an entirely different group of potatoes.
Yeah, I had trouble with that one.
Yeah, tater tots? But you narrowed it down. I couldn't narrow
it down. Only three.
So were they like fast food restaurant fries? What were they?
Cottage fries, waffle fries.
Steak fries.
Chili fries, steak fries, garlic fries.
Oh, but chili fries. Fries are just adding chili to that.
Yeah. Shoestring fries.
So it's just cheese fries on that too?
Yeah, the shoestring one. Cheese fries and the chili fries were a separate category.
I can't tell you. Probably the, I don't know. I'd have trouble with that too. I'll look forward to that this weekend.
Yeah,
hey, you got plans now.
Yeah, I got plans.
It'll pop
but
up.
I'm going to push it back because I'm going to look forward to it.
You got
to
save
taking
it.
My French fry quiz. I'd rather do a taste test. Have them all out there.
Those things where it's like pick three or whatever. I always fall for like all looking at me like, well, what would I pick?
Right.
All
right,
just being I like, found this it. Is dumb.
I found the French fry one. Waffle fries, Belgian fries, tater tots, standard cut, garlic fries, curly fries, shoestring fries, crinkle cut, cheese fries, steak fries, the British version of chips with the malt vinegar.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweet potato fries, potato wedges, chili cheese fries, or cottage fries.
Well,
there's
here's the deal.
15
I don't
of them.
Think good. But I don't think
yeah.
you
all good.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn down any of those.
No. But I also think the stuff that has covering on it shouldn't be included in that. Fries should be just fries.
Thank you.
And the chili cheese and all that stuff that's piled
that's extra.
On, that's totally yeah. extra. So that doesn't, that's not the actual fry.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the garlic, the cheese, and the chili cheese.
Right.
Yeah. Those are just, they don't mention what kind of fries they're, you know, you pour the sauce on.
They
yeah.
look like the standard fries.
But the sauce shouldn't be including that. I mean, that should be a whole different category. Do you like chili yeah. fries? You like cheese fries better or chili cheese fries?
Yeah, toppings should not be included. It should
no.
just be the French fry
it's
itself.
Disgusting the way
And tater tots
happening.
Are not fries.
No.
But they are a fried
but they
potato
are good.
Product.
They are good.
Yeah.
You know.
We're breaking down the big stuff here.
Yeah. But if you were at a restaurant, they're like, what kind of fries do you want? And you said tater tots. They'd be like, you're dumb.
Wish you guys would stop hammering Trump and talk more fries. Well, we did. We did. We talked fries all damn morning right there. All right. Now we want fries.
I do. I nope. specifically want either steak fries or potato wedges.
Potato.
Number three would be the crinkle cut.
I like Crinkle regular style ones, just like McDonald's ones. Those kind are probably my favorite if I had to pick one gun to head, but I like them all.
Yeah. I think I ended up saying curly fries, crinkle cut, and the British chips, because I do like the one with the malt vinegar.
But once again, you're adding malt vinegar, that should be just something different.
Yeah,
I like those two.
To me, they just look like the steak fries with malt vinegar.
Right. That's the only difference is the topping or the sauce you're putting on it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's controversy.
But I could easily throw in sweet potato fries, too.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, yeah
love
yeah,
sweet
yeah.
potato fries.
They'd be the last ones in my although I'll eat them. I'll eat them. But I put those in the last. All right.
Controversy.
If you're going to have a sweet potato, it should be in fry form.
Oh, yes. Regular sweet potatoes suck ass. They suck. And you're wrong if you think they're good.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.